Welcome back. Good morning. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, we got the clouds keeping us company here. Moved up to 37 degrees. Tuesday, got to talk real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty, both in-house this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
How
are
we doing?
Great.
You're kind of a Christmas person. You love Christmas, right?
I do.
Well, I gotta give a shout-out to Ardith Richter, who makes the best krum kaka on the planet. She brought in a whole plate of this yesterday.
Bless her heart.
Oh, man, and I'm telling you, that didn't last long. So, Ardith, thank you for doing that. I wanted to give a shout-out to
her. I think she's brought some
gives
to our
us
office, too.
Or me, krum kaka,
Well, it's the best. It's the best. There you go, period.
That's so awesome.
So, thank you, Ardith. Hey, I got a couple questions got to talk about today. One is legally, because I just got before here, when you just came in, I was thinking about it. Are there a lot of attorneys, a lot of lawyers that specialize only in real estate?
Definitely there are, you know, attorneys that focus in that area. You know, in this and in our area, we do have those too. And sometimes if there's questions or, you know, if the buyer has any questions mm-hmm. that they feel they want to run by their attorney, you know, we definitely welcome that. But yes, those attorneys are around.
I was going to say, if it's an all kind of all-encompassing thing, or if you could just like hire an attorney and they would know about this. But with everything going on in real estate, I'm sure there are some attorneys that are focused on it, correct?
Well, and I, you know, I guess I don't want to say names over the air or anything, but, you know, the ones that started out focusing on it a little bit that mm-hmm. have been in it the longest, you always assume have the most experience with that type of thing. And,
yeah.
you know, and we've had some that have semi-retired or retired, you know, and I'll mention names on that side of it because like Simone Sandberg, you know, Fred Strege, you know, they both did a lot of real estate things.
Okay.
And so the more they do, the more experience they've got and seem to know the systems well. And there are some other good ones in town, too.
Let's talk numbers. How do the numbers look, Steve?
Numbers are hanging steady right now. I think people out there have to realize that, you know, they're probably not going to come down a lot farther for a little while. So you either got to get comfortable with where they're at if the right house shows up. And, you know, with housing so tight right now on new listings and things, probably good time to be a seller.
Okay.
And I think there's more buyers out there now that are just, they're ready to go. And, you know, okay, if I got to pay 6%, then, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, that brings me right into my next question, too, because you hear this all over from, like, car dealerships going, you know what, we can get you into a car. You know, it doesn't matter. Is it easy to get, like, home loans if you're thinking of buying a home? Is it a relatively easy process now, or has it gotten easier?
Well, you know, I guess two things. If you have a good job and you have good credit, and your normal ratios that have always been there are in play, yeah, I'd say it's easy to get a loan. And I think the loan officers and people are hungry for that business. But, you know, interest rates definitely slowed it down. But I just sense it picking up now.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk new listings. Sherry, you were saying it's kind of you're kind of seeing a little uptick.
Yeah, we are actually, which is exciting for all of us. It's great to have options out there, and we are working on a couple new listings, which is always exciting.
Well, tell us about we were talking about social media too. Mm-hmm. If people want to know more, mm-hmm. you've got a webpage too that people can go to, correct?
We do. We've got a company website, and that's www.actionrealtorsltd.com. And then we usually use social media as well. We, you know, post all of our new listings, any price reductions or changes in a listing. Those are right out there, too. So we want to keep our buyers or lookers informed.
Right. And that technology, too, we've talked about it before, has definitely helped you out, too, as far as people just getting online. They can look at things.
You bet.
Definitely.
Right. Good stuff.
I'd like to congratulate Sherry. Last night, she was elected to the board of directors of the Wahpeton Community Development Corporation.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
Well,
thank you.
You're so modest. You didn't even mention that when you came in.
No.
Well, good. Well, we can brag about you then.
Well,
congratulations. That is a nice honor.
Thank you. And Steve actually retired this year from that board, and after many, many years of service. So,
okay.
Yeah. I have big shoes to fill.
Well, and an organization, too, that's done a lot of good and inspired a lot of growth.
You know, it does. And you know, there's, you know, we just kind of had a survey go out and we got a little blasted a little bit, if you will, where, you know, you probably don't put out as much information as we or the public might like to know. But, you know, there's confidentiality agreements when you join this thing. Mm-hmm. And there's just stuff you can't talk about. And so, yes, that feels like something's hiding, but there are reasons why they have to hide.
Well, I always say if you're getting blasted, must mean you're doing something right.
That's true.
Steve and Sherry, listen, folks, if you're thinking of buying or selling, stop in to Action Realty right here in downtown Wapner. You can give them a call, too. Sherry, what's your number?
642-4700.
Great to have you in here, you two. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll touch base next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. 913 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Girl, you told me.